Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning on CBS Radio Baltimore. I'm Kevin Battle. Today, we are joined by two very special folks. Tom Pollan of Mount Washington Pediatrics. It's a 102-bed children's hospital in the Tranquil Hills of Mount Washington section of Baltimore City. Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Kevin. Good to be here.
And we're also joined on the phone by Mr. Gary Marino of RBC Wealth Management. Mr. Marino has been helping Mount Washington Pediatrics for quite a while. Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Good morning, Kevin. Fine. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I'm glad you're both able to join us today. Gary has done some great work in the community for Mount Washington Pediatrics. We're going to check in with him in just a little bit. But first, Tom, can you tell us a little bit about Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital? I know it's a 102-bed facility nestled in Mount Washington there, a real secluded location, a beautiful location. I've been up on the campus there, but can you tell us a little bit about it?
It is a great location, and it is a great place for children to come and heal and grow. That, in fact, is our motto, the place where children come to heal and grow. It's a beautiful location where we serve children all the way from premature babies down close to as little as 2 pounds to bigger kids up to 18 years old.
Oh, wow. So how did Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital start?
Well, we started about 91 years ago. A generous and smart lady named Hortense Kahn Eliasberg actually was a student in one of the master's programs at Johns Hopkins, and she wrote a paper, and that paper was the basis for what is now Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Originally, it was called Happy Hills Convalescent.
Oh, wow. Either name is suitable. It's a beautiful location. Quite a place.
It is a beautiful location, and we actually just completed some renovations, and we were raising some money to kind of complete some little things around those renovations. It's a beautiful spot on Rogers Avenue, just above Northern Parkway, right up over the Jones Falls Expressway.
For folks who are not familiar with that particular area, it's just above Mount Washington Tavern. Just reopened.
It is. And actually, Mount Washington Tavern, they've been great friends of ours. Rob and Dave down there, they did the brick project for us, the annual golf tournament. So they've been great friends and partners for it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the brick program? I was actually just down there and saw that, and it caught my eye.
This was an idea, and we thank them, of the people at the tavern. And you can go on their site or our site, and still there's a website where you can go and have a brick engraved with your inscription on it. And I believe it's $75 for a brick, and the proceeds from those bricks come to Mount Washington Pediatric.
We're talking with Tom Pollan. He's the Vice President, Development and External Affairs Director for Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Their website, MWPH.org, correct? MWPH.org?
MWPH.org is correct.
Okay, besides the bricks that you're selling and raising funds for, you have other ways to raise money as well. Touchdowns for Kids. Can you explain a little bit of that? I saw a check presentation not too long ago, and that's why we wanted to have you on, at the before a Ravens game on our Baltimore Game Day Uncensored broadcast.
Yes, yeah, we got contacted by the good folks at RBC Wealth Management. They pick a charity for their Touchdowns for Kids, they're calling it this year, and we're very fortunate to be the recipient of that. They made a generous gift of $5,000. Their employees are actually getting together and assembling toys to give to our kids. Then we set up with them a part of our website. It's mwph.org/touchdowns, where people from the public can go on to a secure server and make their own contribution associated with Touchdowns for Kids.
Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, the 102-bed facility in Mount Washington section of Baltimore. You're fortunate enough to have many, many good friends in the community. One of your best friends is Gary Marino of RBC Wealth Management. Gary joins us on the phone this morning. Mr. Marino, before we start talking about how you got involved with Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, tell us a little bit about RBC Wealth Management.
Sure, sure. Well, RBC Wealth Management is the sixth largest wealth management firm in the country. providing financial services and planning and implementation for individuals, corporations, retirement programs, and the like. So we try to help folks achieve their financial goals. I think we do a good job.
Absolutely. I was reading beforehand that, you know, you're ranked as the highest in investor satisfaction for full-service brokerage firms in the nation. Is that correct?
That was, I believe, last year we were. Yeah, I haven't seen this year's study, but yeah, we try very hard to satisfy our clients, and we like to think we live our values, and they include, you know, service, teamwork, responsibility, integrity, and diversity. And, you know, part of that is the service and teamwork is not just to our clients. Of course, we want to provide that to them, but, you know, it's to the communities in which we live and work as well, which drew us to the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. Mm-hmm. You know, we like to think that, you know, we partner with organizations that share our values, and certainly at Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, where mm-hmm. they're, you know, where they're known for where children go to heal and grow, and their family-friendly atmosphere and the work they do certainly jibes with our values.
Yeah. Gary Marino of RBC Wealth Management joins us here on Sunday morning at CBS Radio Baltimore. We're talking about Mount Washington Pediatrics. It's a hospital in the Mount Washington section of Baltimore. Mr. Marino, you recently partnered with them for Touchdown for Kids. Now, your organization helps people plan for their future.
Correct.
Later in life, their retirement and things like that. How did you get teamed up with Mount Washington Pediatrics in the beginning of life?
Well, it was really Aaron Murphy, who works in our regional office, who showed us Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital and the work they do. And once she showed us that, you know, we knew it was an organization that we wanted to partner with, especially during the holiday season. We presented a check for $5,000 to them, I think it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was right before the Ravens game.
Yeah, at the kickoff. And now we're in the midst of a drive to at a number of our local offices to deliver some items from their holiday wish list, which, you know, includes, you know, gift cards or toys or model kits, Hot Wheels, you name it. There's a pretty big wish list, and we're doing the best we can to fill as many of those wishes.
So the Santa Claus in every organization, or in every office of your organization, correct?
We're trying. We don't have the beards and red suits, but we're trying to emulate his generosity.
Well, you're giving back to the community and doing great things for Mount Washington Pediatrics, and I think the entire community can thank you for your efforts.
Well, we're happy to do it, and we appreciate the work that Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital does.
And, of course, if any of the listeners would like to have their wealth managed by such a reputable firm as RBC Wealth Management, they can also call and
That's correct. I can give you that number.
Yeah, sure.
Our Baltimore office, we're located at 100 Light Street, but we have 9 other offices in the state of Maryland, all around from the west to the eastern shore, and they can reach us by calling 410-685-2600.
Very good. Gary Marino of RBC Wealth Management, thank you so much for your continuing efforts with Mount Washington Pediatrics.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Gary Marino and RBC Wealth Management, one of the many good friends and good neighbors of the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. With us today on Sunday morning here on CBS Radio Baltimore is Mr. Tom Paulin. He's the Vice President of Development and External Affairs for Mount Washington Hospital. Besides the premature baby campaigns and the Touchdown for Kids campaigns, what are some of the other issues or some of the other programs that are featured with Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital?
Some of the programs we're best known for are programs we work with kids in rehab from things like concussions and injuries, maybe after surgery from for correction of congenital issues, and a lot of work that we do around the whole nutrition piece. Young kids sometimes are born, have a hard time eating, especially premature babies, and then on the other end of the spectrum to help children and families learn the proper techniques for weight management.
Okay. If somebody has a question about their child or maybe one of their children is going through some problems, how do they get involved with Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital?
Well, they can go to our website, and it's a very robust website. There's a lot of information about how you can give, how you can volunteer, who our doctors are, and what our programs are. So that's what I would suggest is go to mwph.org.
Okay, so any volunteers, obviously they can probably call the phone number too, right? 410-578-8600, or they can go to the website, mwph.org.
Volunteers are very important to us. They very much supplement the work of our professional staff and working with kids. As you can understand, they need to go through a rigorous selection and screening process and a lot of training. But we have volunteers, dedicated volunteers, who have been there with us for years, and they are provided invaluable service to the kids at the hospital.
And you've been providing that invaluable service for 91 years?
We have, yeah. Wow. We've been right here in the Mount Washington area. We're in our second location, but both those locations have been right here in Mount Washington, in the Mount Washington area, and just recently renovated. It's beautiful right now.
Wow. Mr. Thomas Paulin, Vice President at Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, thank you so much for all the work that you do for our youth and our community, and thanks for being such an upstanding member of the community there at Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks. And on behalf of all the employees and staff at the hospital, we thank you. We thank Gary and RBC and the station for getting the word out about us.
Yeah, that was quite a generous gift from Gary and his staff there. They're going to help you with the Christmas presents. They're going to and they've made a donation to the center as well.
They have, yeah. They're going to help help us out. They're going to bring toys by next week for our kids. They've made a generous contribution as a firm, and they're helping to get the word out so others will know how they can support us too.
And one thing, it says something about both organizations, the hospital and RBC Wealth Management. You didn't seek them out. They found you. You know, they came to you to help you. They were one of the volunteers, basically, in your programs.
They did find us, and we are grateful for that. We hope more and more people will find us. Yeah. We've got a great story. We help a lot of kids. We're associated with two great parent organizations, that being Johns Hopkins Medicine and the University of Maryland Medical System, and we help kids. So what's a better story than that?
Yeah, I think that speaks volumes on both of you, both of your organizations, that you found each other. Thank you so much for all that you do in the community. We appreciate you joining us bright and early on this Sunday morning here on CBS Radio Baltimore. Doing great things for the youth for 91 years. Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital. RBC Wealth Management teamed up with the Mount Washington Pediatric Hospital, raise some money and give some smiles to some kids this Christmas, give some toys and things like that. Brought a lot of holiday cheer to the faces at the hospital. The holiday season is in full swing. To me, it starts with basically Halloween and runs through Orthodox Christmas, Little Christmas. But for some people, it starts Thanksgiving to New Year's, Thanksgiving to Christmas. However you want to divvy it up is fine with me. Joining us today to discuss the Salvation Army, everything that it does for the community, all it's been involved in the community for the last 122 years, is Major Barry Corbett, the Baltimore Area Commander. Thank you so much for joining us, Commander. We appreciate you getting up and being here, joining us today.
No problem. Thank you, Kevin, for having me.
How did this all start? I mean, it's such a simple thing. How did it start, and how has it continued so successfully with so much competition for the charitable dollar, I guess you could say?
Well, I think it continues because it's a very simple, efficient way to raise money. You're walking into the door of a local mall or merchant, and you see a pot there, and you have change in your pocket, and you just drop it in. It's as simple as that, and you've done your part. It started way back around 1885. In San Francisco, the local Salvation Army officer out there decided that he wanted to start a collection to feed some hungry people. And he put a pot, a kettle, down by the docks, and one thing led to another, and people liked that idea, and got quite a few contributions, and that spread over to the East Coast and across the nation, and it's still in existence today. It eventually became the Red Christmas Kettle, and here we are.
That's amazing. So it started as the kettle just because it was sort of feeding people.
Sure,
you know, so
sure.
What a simple idea.
And the concept hasn't changed.
No.
I mean, we're still feeding people with those funds. We're providing gifts at Christmas. A lot of the money, we actually call it now our annual giving campaign, and some of those funds that are left over go back into the operating budget for the rest of the year for the Salvation Army locally. But we fund our Angel Tree program, our food distribution, all kinds of things at Christmas with that cash.
So this is really the highlight of your whole season. Your whole year is based on the 1 month between Thanksgiving and Christmas,
right,
basically.
Right, we raise quite a bit of our budget here is about $8 million a year. We raise
That's just in the Baltimore area?
That's just the Baltimore area. We raise about $1 million of that at Christmas between November and the beginning of the year.
Unbelievable. So just like the retailers.
Sure.
This is your time to shine,
right,
really.
Right.
Well, actually, you know, I'm mistaken. Your time to shine is actually during a crisis. I saw during Hurricane Sandy, different, you know, your trucks around, you know, on TV and things like that in New Jersey and places like that, all over the place, really. I mean, that's where your organization really truly shines, I think, that, you know, but your visibility is most right now,
right,
I guess.
Right. Well, we're diversified. We have a lot of different services available to the community. Disaster is one of those. We did a little work locally here when Sandy struck last year with Hurricane Irene.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you see a national disaster, a local disaster, someone from the Salvation Army will probably be there in one of our canteens, feeding people, helping with shelter, warehousing goods, distributing contributions from the public, from people who need them. It's a very rough situation right now up in New York and New Jersey still.
It's unbelievable.
It's a forgotten disaster, actually. Unless you're there locally in it, the rest of the country seems to have maybe not forgotten it, but it just got overlooked in the presidential race
and
all the politics that were around the time. And so let's not forget people up there still suffering. A lot of people still out of power.
Well, some of our personalities and some of our workers here at CBS Baltimore have a lot of ties to New York.
Sure.
And a lot of their families are still struggling.
Oh,
it is not, you know, something. You're absolutely right. The election sort of just, I guess the headline from the election sort of pushed that off the front page, and you know, that's the way the news cycle goes. You know, it's sort of off. It's not forgotten, like you said, but it's much, I think, minimalized in most people's eyes.
You're only as good as the next best story in the media these days.
Well, that's why you're here today. Major Barry Corbett, he's the Baltimore area commander for the Salvation Army. Salvation Army, an international movement, is an evangelical part of the Universal Christian Church. Its message is based on the Bible. Its ministry is motivated by the love of God. Its mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in His name without discrimination. That pretty much sums up the whole mission.
Right. That's the international mission statement. Short and succinct, but it says exactly what we do. Everything we do locally, nationally, internationally is based on our motivation, really our calling by God to help our fellow man with whatever situation comes our way. We're not limited to certain programs. We can adapt our local program according to whatever the needs are in that particular demographic. And it's a great life for me, anyway, and happy to be involved in it.
Very fulfilling life,
I
could imagine. We'll get into a lot of the programs in a little bit here. But first, I want to get back to the basic, simple process of ringing of the bells.
Right.
Who are the bell ringers, and do they sometimes benefit from the Salvation Army? You know, are they volunteers, or are they people who are involved in some of the programs in some way? Benefiting from the programs?
It's a little bit of everything across the board. We have some volunteers. We actually have a few paid bell ringers, actually, that come in and apply for a job at Christmas. And in this economy, that's very helpful to some people. Clubs are involved, school groups. We just run the gamut of folks who want to ring the bell. It's amazing to me the number of people who think that is it's actually fun to do that on a 30-degree day when the wind is blowing 25 miles, like this past Saturday, in fact.
It's fulfilling and rewarding, as we mentioned,
is.
I'm sure.
It is.
And so some of the folks, how many bell ringers are there around the country? I mean, it's got to be
around the country,
hundreds of thousands of them.
At least 100,000. I mean,
wow.
you're talking about here in Baltimore, we've got 80 locations or so, mm-hmm. and compared to some markets like Dallas or Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
I mean, we're relatively small. So you just multiply those numbers, and it's a huge, huge effort. We're talking about the raising of millions of dollars at
yeah.
Christmas time nationally.
And those kettles, they're pretty much they're locked up. I mean, you can't go into the kettle. I've seen them. They have a new top on them and everything
mm-hmm.
like that with the little cross you put the money in, and it's I guess you collect the kettles and then pull the money out.
We do. I'll tell you how that works very quickly. All of that money is at the end of the day. The kettles are picked up. They're brought to our respective counting houses around town. One of those is downtown at our office, and we have counters there. And we bag the money up, and the security company comes and picks it up for us, and then it's deposited. And I generally personally see most of the money that comes
really?
In every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to volunteer for you or with you, how would somebody go about doing that today if they're listening?
They can just call us at our main office number if they like, and that is 443-573-3290. That's a direct line to me, actually.
Okay, so your office is 443-573-3290.
Yes, that'll reach me directly.
Okay, and there's also a website as well, correct?
Right. TSABaltimore.org.
TSABaltimore.org. Okay, so people can go on there, volunteer. They'll also see some stories, some of the things that you're also working with, some of the programs here in Baltimore that you're working with. Can
right.
you explain a couple of those?
Well, we have some very good programs. We house about 75 people per evening in our booth house shelter. We take our canteen out every evening, at least Monday through Saturday, and feed in three different locations in the city to whoever wants to come to the canteen and eat. That's called our Feed More program. We have three centers for worship and character-building programs. We also have three Boys and Girls Clubs
in
town, one in Middle River, one over Franklin Square in West Baltimore, and one out in Glen Burnie.
Okay.
Those are clubs that are affiliated with Boys Clubs of America, operate every day, and some really good programs. We're involved, of course, with general social services. We pay rent and utilities, and of course, Christmas is a big time for us with toy distribution.
Yeah.
We've got about 7,000 children that we provide Angel Tree gifts for, that the community provides Angel Tree gifts for.
Now, the Angel Tree program, mm-hmm. is that where you take the angel off the tree, buy the gift, and then drop it off at the church again?
That's exactly how it works. You grab an angel, say you're at White Marsh Mall or Town Center Mall in Towson or Hearth and Plow out in Hunt Valley. Just see the tree, pull an angel off, register that with the attendant that's at the tree, and then buy the gifts for
yeah.
that and bring them back to that location. We pick them up and we distribute those directly to that child.
Okay. So if you're just tuning in, it's the Salvation Army. Major Barry Corbett is our guest. He's the Baltimore area commander for the Salvation Army. This is Sunday morning on CBS Radio Baltimore. I'm Kevin Battle. We're talking about the Salvation Army and how they raise their funds this time of year. They're iconic. You see the red kettles almost everywhere you go. Always throw in some spare change or a dollar or two there, and the funds go to, I guess, fund all the programs for the rest of the year. $8 million is your budget this year. You get most of that this time of year. We talked about people dropping off money. You can also donate your time by going to the website tsabaltimore.org, tsabaltimore.org. It has all the information on how you can volunteer. And if you need some information about some of these services provided, they also have that information there. Correct, Major?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, when we're talking about donating money, people can do that, you know, throughout the year. They can just drop the cash off. We were talking about every year, I always see on the news, there's somebody drops a rare coin in somewhere. It's great PR for you. I'm sure it's not stunted in any way. I'm sure it is just natural. Somebody has a big heart somewhere, and it always seems to be out in the Midwest somewhere, I don't know, and they drop some coin worth $20,000 or $100,000 or whatever dollars it is. How does that happen? And they're totally anonymous?
It is anonymous. We've never been able to track exactly where those come from. There are some copycats. I think that started out in Chicago a few years ago. and became a traditional type of donation, and then some other cities, maybe New York. We keep hoping for one in Baltimore. We haven't seen one yet. But last year, I believe someone dropped 10 gold coins in a kettle and some more in some other locations. And
gold's about $1,700, $1,800 an ounce. So
price of gold these
coins
days,
an ounce.
Yeah, a solid gold coin is quite a contribution. So we'll be looking real hard at our kettles.
Those ones tend to stand out, I guess, more than the Susan B. Anthony dollars.
We get a lot
like
of gold
that.
Coins, but they're usually Susan B. Anthony or bus tokens or arcade tokens.
Oh, people really do that?
Oh, yeah. Well, they
by mistake or
oh,
just,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They just pull whatever's in their pocket and drop, and that's okay.
That's well. Somebody can use the bus fare,
right?
Yeah. You make everything work. Some of the programs nationally that they do, they have housing and homeless programs, which you're a part of here locally. Missing persons, youth camps, which you're a part of here locally as well. The disaster relief with Hurricane Sandy, which you mentioned, you're a part of as well. Adult rehab services here locally.
We actually have an adult rehabilitation center here in Baltimore. It's a center that. Houses about 100 men with different addiction issues, and it's a 90-day program, but we have some folks that have been in for 6 months, a year, and it's a good recovery program, free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't cost the gentleman anything to be there. It's a very worthwhile endeavor here in the city.
Now, as the economy, you know, sort of flounders along, is giving down? Are people less likely to give now? Are your contributions down? Or is there different ways people can contribute?
We've seen a little bit of a downturn through older methodologies of giving. You know, direct mail, that seems to be slipping a bit.
Common.
But some other methodologies are coming up. We've seen a marked increase in online donations, mm-hmm. particularly this Christmas. It's just a simpler way to give. We also have a text-to-give line here in Baltimore. That's an automatic $10 text donation. And
do you have the text number?
I do. Yeah, it would be you simply text GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 80888.
80888. 80888.
And that'll be a $10 charge to your phone bill.
Wow, text GIFT to 80888.
Yes.
Bam, $10 donation right there.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And so other ways?
Yeah, I mean, online really is the... the way to give these days, when I think of, I have three children under 25, and they do everything in their life online. They purchase everything they have online. They make donations online. So it really is the way that's coming for the future.
That and the phone apps, that's the only way to reach kids anymore.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Kids, 25 years old, I'm calling kids. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm dating myself here. As far as technology goes, I see a Cyber Monday promotion in your future with a red...
That's not a bad idea. We actually have a cyber kettle. You can actually go to onlineredkettle.org, and you can create your own online kettle and send a notice out to your friends, and they can make contributions to that kettle.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and that's another thing that's taking off at Christmas for us.
So if you've always wanted to be the bell ringer, but you don't have enough guts to go stand out there in the sub-zero temperatures... It's a perfect way of doing
Sure.
So if it's too cold out there and you're going to chicken out from ringing the bell or you don't want to, you know, volunteer, you can join the Salvation Army at their website, tsabaltimore.org. They are the ones doing the most good in the community. Start your online Red Kettle campaign today, especially when it's cold.
Oh, sure.
Be the good way of doing it because you know all your friends are online.
Right.
on the day when it's cold. So technology is helping you raise new money and everything like that?
It is.
So the bell ringers, they're not going to go away, are they?
They aren't. We hope not.
Okay.
You know, surprisingly, you mentioned the economy. We generally see in the kettle program an increase every year despite what the economy is doing.
Yeah.
We honestly don't know how to attribute that to anything other than just the simplicity of the program.
Yeah. Major Barry Corbett, thank you so much. He's the Baltimore Area Commander of the Salvation Army. They have 80 kettles around the area. Please drop some money into them or visit them online, tsabaltimore.org. The Red Kettle Campaign. Everybody knows the Red Kettle Campaign. It's one of the most recognizable fundraisers there ever was. 122 years of the Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign started in San Francisco on the docks in San Francisco to feed the hungry. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and all the best to you in 2013. I wish you the best of health and happiness in 2013. Thank you so much for listening. This is Sunday Morning on CBS Radio Baltimore. I'm Kevin Battle. Have a wonderful day.